your signal in the distance, to whom it may concern. I think I lost my way, getting good at starting over every time that I return.
Sing it!
SP Media, just north of downtown Cincinnati in Kenwood. I'm Rob Ebel with the head coach of the Moeller Crusaders, Mike Welker. We're here for Moeller Soccer Podcast number 11, and we're going to hopefully get this off on one try, Coach. How are we doing?
Awesome. Last year, this time, we were doing...
Our season ending?
Season ender.
Yes, we were.
So this is...
You and Hoff were very salty.
Yeah, that was tough.
Woof. Yeah. But turn the page to a 2017 and a 9-0 victory over Winton Woods Warriors. Got the W. Now my question is, I'm guessing everybody played and the second and third teamers got in a bunch in the second half? Because no. I was in Cleveland.
Yeah. So we, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes in, Will and Parker and Connor were subbed out. and they stayed out the rest of the game.
Great.
So, and then probably...
So they got enough work in the first half that you were pleased with the work?
Yeah. I mean, they all got, you know, they got to run around a little bit. And then maybe 5 to 10 minutes later after that, all of the starters came out.
Perfect.
So we had...
So no injuries?
We did pick up one, which, you know, that's unfortunate, but I think he's going to play tomorrow night.
Okay.
And then, you know, Cal played the whole game. Cal picked up his 8th shutout of the year. You know, that's important, you know, obviously for us and the goalies. So if you pull a goalie, mm-hmm. a lot of people say, why do you leave him in? If you pull a goalie, whether it gets 1 minute of play or 80 or 79 minutes of play, if he doesn't finish the game, you don't get credit for a full shutout. So you get like a 0.5.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we wanted Cal to stay in the full game just to get credit for that shutout. You know, it's important to him from a statistical.
And no injury with your goalie, correct?
Right, yeah. Nothing wrong with Cal, so that's all good. So, yeah, I mean, we got through it. The guys that came in, they played great. I mean, they came in and, you know, my thing that I told all the guys at halftime and before the game is, you know, always respect competition. Always respect your opponent. Always respect competition. And play the right way.
Okay.
You know, we weren't going to turn this into you just raining threes. You know, we
sure.
were just going to start shooting long shots and doing touch limits and all that.
Because you don't get any better doing that. You get sloppy, probably.
Well, yeah, and it you know, it's disrespectful. So
right.
you know, in my opinion, you play as hard as you possibly can from start to finish. No limitations. You just play. And you know, the guys that came in, they haven't played a lot over the season. And they looked good, and they were doing the stuff that we expect them to do. You know, play possession, get the ball wide, get a nice ball on the ground. You know, pressure, don't dive. All the stuff that we expect out of Will Loneman.
Sure.
You know, I expect out of the guys that played on Saturday. So it was good. I mean, it was a good experience for us to get kind of the monkey off our back of last year.
Right. Nine goals, though. That's a lot of goals. I don't care who you're playing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, yeah. And they tied, you know, Kings, and Kings was a good team. Wynton Woods was good. I mean,
and you went and scouted that, and they won on penalty kicks, correct?
Yeah. So it went 1-1. They were 1-1 versus Kings. And Kings has, you know, some really good offensive talent. So Wynton Woods has a good defense. We played really well. I mean, I tasked the guys, you know, like I said, I gave them those 5 days off.
Sure.
And then we practiced extremely hard last week. Probably the five best, hardest practices we've had.
And look at your result.
Yeah. And you know, we talked Saturday when we got there, and, you know, I demand now excellence. I demand, you know, whether we win or lose, you know, give me everything you have. Try to play excellent. You know, try to be great. And, you know, whether, again, you're a starter or someone that comes off the bench, you know, my expectation, I was yelling just as much in minute one as, you know, the 80th minute, 79th minute. You know, it was a good day. It showed that we're focused.
Mm-hmm.
It got the monkey off our back from last year. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat. Like, I was nervous. Like, it was.
Sure, it's tournament. It's one and done.
Right. And, you know, and just after what we felt last year, I was thinking, man, I hope they don't think about last year. I hope that they don't revert back to, you know, chasing your own shadows. And, you know, I kept telling them, like, guys, you guys are the number one team in the city. You're going to get everyone's best game, but don't allow yourself not to think that, you know, you can play real soccer. So just go play real soccer and the result will take care of itself.
One thing nice for you, your staff, and the team is getting everybody in. And, you know, the word is team. And, you know, I know that when you, if you only play 11, 12, 13, or 14, you know, it's not tough to be a team, but when everybody gets in, you have a successful match, you win 9-0. When you walk down the steps afterwards, it's just got to be, the team's got to feel good.
Yeah. Well, and we, you know, especially on our team, like, we believe in team. And, you know, we took 15 full-time varsity players to start the season. Cade kind of forced his way on the team with his play. So
right.
you know, we had 16 with Ben's injury. It allowed, you know, Cade to get more playing time. And now, you know, he's like a full-time guy, obviously. But like I've said all year, these guys are special in that there is no hazing. There is no bullying. It's all, you know, everybody likes everybody.
It's a true meaning of team.
Yeah, it's like a kumbaya story. But,
right.
you know, it was awesome. And the thing that I think summarizes this team, we scored two or three, you know, early, and that's when I pulled everybody out. Will didn't say, I want to go back in to score more goals. Parker didn't say, I want to go back in to get more assists. You know, Parker right now, he has 11 assists on the year. That's third in any single season in Mueller history. So he's having a historical year. He didn't demand to go back in and, you know, rack up his stats.
Stats, right.
Like, he understands the bigger meaning of, you know, let's get some other guys some opportunities to participate, you know, at the varsity level. So it was good. Perfect. And Will's the same way. And Connor, you know, Connor came back from injury. That was his first game back. So he got some good minutes. And, you know, it's just nice seeing, you know, we scored 9 goals by 8 different players. We had 9 assists.
Was that a school record by chance?
It was 11.
11, okay.
11 is the, you know, 11 is, so single game records, 11 goals for a team, and then it was like 4 goals and maybe like 5.
I wonder if it's a tournament record, though.
I'm not sure. I mean, we, you know.
We'll have to look into that after the season.
Yeah.
You might have had a tournament record for the school with that game.
No, well, yeah. I mean, I said it to, you know, Will again on the bench. And I was like, we're not here to, you know, set records. Hopefully,
right.
it we're here to focus on the next game.
You want the ring, man.
Right. Yeah.
You guys want the ring.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. So let's recap that. So the 26th seed, the Winton Woods Warriors, beat the Kings Knights, who was 15th seed, played Mueller, the number one seed. Mueller was victorious 9-0, which puts us into a match Tuesday, 7 o'clock at Sycamore High School versus the number 13 Lakota East Thunderhawks. And when we come back, we're going to dig into the Lakota East Thunderhawks, our game four match, or our game four opponent from the regular season. We'll talk about that. Get ready for the game on Tuesday at 7. How's that, Coach? Sound good?
Deal.
We'll be right back. Some investors have time to manage their own portfolios. Others don't. That's why Raymond James & Associates offers several types of professionally managed programs designed to meet your needs. Call financial advisor David Rodrigo today at 513-786-7842. That's 513-786-7842. He is located in Blue Ash, Ohio, to discuss professional asset management. Raymond James Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned. ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof. Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it. Welcome back into the studios of ESP Media. I am Rob Ebel with head coach Mike Welker. It's the Mueller Soccer Podcast number 11. We're in segment 2. Coach, we face the Lakota East Thunderhawks Tuesday at Sycamore High School on Cornell Road, 7 p.m. Lakota East comes in overall 6-9-2. They were 4-4-1 in the GMC play, kind of the middle of the pack. You know, they were behind Sycamore and ahead of Oak Hills, and they played Oak Hills in the tournament, which you saw. That was at Oak Hills, and they were victorious 4-0. We also played the Thunderhawks at Lakota East, fourth match of the season. We were victorious 2-0. Let's talk about your opponent Tuesday at 7.
Yeah, I was trying to do this while you were talking to see what I voted East in the tournament. I'll find it here in a second. I can multitask. All right,
I'm gonna say 10th is my guess.
Yeah, because I think that they're rated way too low. You know, I think highly of them. Whatever. This is bad radio, so I'll just move on. Here it is. Hold on.
See how close I was.
So I put them 9th.
That was close.
No, I put them because I had Elder. Yeah. So I had them. I don't know if that's either 8th, 9th, or 10th. What are the two? So I had them 8th, 9th, or 10th. One of those. So I think that Lakota East is a dangerous team. They, when we played them originally, since then, they've changed a lot. They've added another player. So we talked about Jack Birdsong a lot.
And he is their leading scorer.
Yeah. You know, we talked about him a ton. Is it Jack or is it Jake?
It's J-A-K. So I would say Jack.
I think it's Jake. I don't know. Bird song. Older bird. Yes. So we'll go older bird.
There's two bird songs.
We'll go older bird song and younger bird song. Yep. So older bird song was there last time. You know, we focused on him. He's one of the best players in the city. You know, surely I'm sure he'll end up in, you know, an All-State.
20 points on the year.
Yeah, I mean, he's awesome. And he plays on, he's either on Heggie's team or the year older than him. He's just a really, really, really club team. He's a really good player. Since then, he's kind of moved from defense to attacking midfield.
Okay.
He added his brother. So his younger brother, he plays on Parker and Connor and Jake's team.
And that would be Luke Birdsong, who has 9 points on the year offensively.
Yeah, and I think he only has played like maybe 10 games, 8 games, somewhere in that range. Luke went to the Columbus Crew Developmental Academy. He trained with them for the early part of this season, and then was able to rejoin Lakota East without violating any rules or anything, which is a huge add for Lakota East. He's a extremely dangerous striker. He's just a big guy that, you know, he can put in goals from a lot of different areas, whether it's long, short. He has really fast feet. He is a dramatic game changer from the first time that we played Lakota East. They took it to Oak Hills on Saturday. Mm-hmm. A couple of us went and watched the game.
4-0 was the final.
Yeah, they won 4-0. Their defense played fantastic. Their offense is super dangerous, as I said. They're a physical team. They're hungry. You know, they also took the approach of taking a bye, resting up some of their guys, kind of getting some familiarity, with adding Birdsong back. They're dangerous. I mean, we wanted to play them this season because I knew they were a good team. You know, we wanted to play the best. I think when we played them, they were number 6 in the city. Their record doesn't obviously show what they are. I don't know when.
And then, like you said in one of our podcasts, the GMC is a tough. I mean, that's a tough league's boys soccer. I mean, they beat up each other, and being 4-4-1 in the conference is I would call that above average. I know it's a 500 record, but I think that's above average for GMC.
Yeah. Well, so of the 10 teams left, and I'm sure I'll butcher this, but so it's us and X. So that's 2 GCL, and you have Anderson, Loveland, Milford,
Fairfield.
Well, those 3 were ECC.
Yep.
So then is there 5 GMC teams left? East, West, Mason,
Fairfield.
Who's the 5th team that I'm forgetting?
Is Who Mason left? Still in?
Yeah, I said them. Whatever. So East, West, Fairfield, Mason.
There's 4.
I don't know. Whatever. We're this
so we're close. Radio, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So the GMC obviously is strong. They have 4 to 5 teams left.
Sycamore, are they still in?
Yeah, Sycamore. There you go. So that's they have 5 teams still.
So that was better radio. So we recovered.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Sycamore plays Anderson. That game's gonna be
woo!
Awesome. Yeah. So that'll be Tuesday night. Like if you like soccer, like I would love for you to come watch our game, obviously. But if you like high school soccer, Tuesday night is gonna be massive in the city with us versus East, Mason versus X. Like that game's like a barn burner. Then you got Anderson.
Now where will Mason X be played? Do you know?
I want to say it's at West, but I'm not super certain.
Looks like all the GMC schools are hosting. They got great facilities.
Yeah, yeah. So Tuesday night's going to be wild. Hopefully, you know, we can escape with a win so I can read up on everything else. If we lose, then I'll want to just go into a hole for a week. But
one game at a time.
Yeah, one game at a time. So Tuesday will be fun, though.
It looks like, from statistically, that Lakota East plays 2 goalies.
Yep.
Caden Ermston and Ethan Rottenberger. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're. Caden has 37 saves. Ethan has 20. They both have 11 games played.
Yeah.
So they're.
If they follow the pattern, which I don't, you know, I was looking at this morning. If they follow the pattern, then Caden will be the goalie versus us. Caden plays on Parker's and Jake and Connor's team, so you know he's got a good pedigree, obviously, to be on a cup gold goalie. So it'll be interesting. I mean, to me, this game is going to be, can we, respect obviously who Lakota East is. I think they're a top 5 team in the city. With having Luke Birdsong now, it's an incredible addition. So you know, can we possess the ball? Can we match their physicality? They're fast. They're really strong defensively. And they have 2 really, really good goalies. So, you know, can we it's a tournament now. You know, sure. Anything can happen. I'm telling everybody, don't pay attention. That the fact that they're the number 13 seed, that's
means nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely nothing. They are a way better team than a 13 seed.
And they have not played on this field this year. They hosted Sycamore, so this will be their first time, this unit playing on this field. At Sycamore High School again, so if you want to spread the word, do not go to Sycamore Junior High on Cooper Road. Head to Cornell, 7 o'clock start. I believe the field turf is 2 or 3 years old. It's a big field, nice stands. It's going to be a great night, and we will be broadcasting on letsgobigmo.com. Greg Waddell, Danny Welling, and I'm not sure if Hoff will be there, but those two have confirmed, so we are good to go.
It does start right at 7.
Oh, yes.
So I was looking. I didn't know if that meant, like, you do, like, the announcements at 7. It is, like, kickoff.
No, that's at 6:54. They have it all. It's all mapped out.
Right. Don't be late. You can't be late, because it will be. They're starting to do announcements at 6:50, like, national anthem at 6:55, and then the game will kick off at 7 o'clock.
Perfect. One of the things that we are going to adjust during the tournament is we will do a podcast Wednesday morning after tomorrow's match. Let's talk about, you had a big practice plan for a week leading up to Winton Woods. Obviously, it's completely different. I'm sure the guys had Sunday off.
Yeah.
Will today kind of be a walkthrough on what to expect, or legs
just
loose? What's the plan for today?
This is now just another season, you know. So day before games, we talk about the opponent. I do a lot of hours of scouting. I try to give the guys as much information as possible today and tomorrow before the game. We'll do a lot of stretching, get a ball out for a little bit, and we'll end early. They can go home. Everyone's playing this game called Fortnite now on PlayStation, so everyone's gonna go and play some Fortnite tonight, I bet.
Any chicken lined up for the week?
No, I mean, I think it was the way that we posed it was, we did a chicken dinner before the regular season and had a great regular season. So we're going to do another chicken dinner before the postseason.
Which has been done.
Yes. So now we just move. Now it's one game at a time. Anything can happen. Turpin lost to Loveland in PKs. Kings lost to Winton Woods, obviously. So it's just, now it's the tournament. Anything can happen. You got to bring, how lucky are you going to get? Because I do think, and I don't like the word luck. Like, I think you create your own luck.
But sure.
Like, how lucky will you get?
Yeah, you earn it.
Yeah, right. You put yourself in a position. Everyone's like, oh, you guys got lucky, this, that. No, you put yourself in the position to be lucky. We will. We'll do what we need to do. But it's the tournament, so whatever happens, happens now.
I know Danny Welling's probably wishing. He loves to play soccer in the rain, so I'm sure he's hoping that it pours down rain tomorrow. What are your thoughts on that?
I wouldn't be no, I don't want it to rain. I got some sick rain gear, though, for a coach. If we make it to where it's, like, snowing,
yes,
I got the coolest gear that I can break out, so I'm really excited for that. I need to go buy some, like, Nike coaching gloves or something today, just
yes,
to make
do.
Sure. Just
get
to
over
sure.
to Dick's.
Yeah. Kenwood. I will say,
yes?
A little historical side note here. So this team, with 13 wins, third most wins in Mueller history. It ties a couple other teams, for the whole and body. And it is the second best win percentage. No, sorry. It's the third best win percentage.
School history?
In school history. Win or lose moving forward. They're locked in at the third.
Well, let's certainly hope that when we get together Wednesday at this time, that we're discussing a victory over the Lakota East Thunderhawks. Mm-hmm. Coach, best of luck. And once again, it's at Sycamore High School. 7 p.m. on Cornell Road. Don't be late, because the whistle will blow right at 7 to start the match. So best of luck against the Thunderhawks, and let's talk Wednesday about a victory.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Were you born to resist? Someone new. I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. Well, I was too weak to give in, too strong.
I'm your fool. Oh, I'm getting-